Chapter 1. Early February. Just keep smiling. Princess Alessandra, second in line for the throne of Glorverd, meandered through the crush of bodies as the who's who of New York City society mingled on the sidewalk outside a ritzy hotel. Inside the ballroom would be even worse, stuffy with the heat of so many people. The icy air chilled her skin where the slinky dress she wore didn't cover nearly enough beneath her designer coat. But inside, she'd be grateful to shed her outerwear. She detested events like these, but her royal duty demanded her presence. Her sister, the Crown Princess, had tasked her with forging alliances with two powerful dignitaries, which she would attempt when she could get inside. 2 hours and she could return to her own hotel, several blocks away, and rid herself of the awful, pinching heels her stylist had provided. Paparazzi snapped pictures from behind a cordoned-off line, the flashes from their cameras whisking her to the present and out of her thoughts. Hired security milled around, looking bored. After years of being in the public eye, she was used to the presence of both. It didn't mean the press weren't as annoying as gnats, constantly buzzing in her ear. One misstep, one faux pas, could follow her around on the internet for a year. She smoothed her skirt unobtrusively and kept the smile fixed on her face. A hand on her elbow made her pause amidst the crowd. Her bodyguard. Tim was dark-haired and fair-complected, bulky, and more than a head taller than she. He usually faded into the background. The fact that he'd moved in close had her pulse speeding. What's wrong? She didn't get both words out before a pop echoed above the rumble of the crowd. Tim's body jerked. He fell into her, knocked her off the precarious heels. They tumbled together, her elbow scraped against the pavement. The crowd rumbled. Feet shuffled in the periphery as the other high society types didn't seem to know whether to move closer or farther away. Alessandra struggled to separate herself from Tim, but he weighed close to 100 pounds more than she did, and his body was heavy and unmoving. Her coat had fallen open when he'd landed atop her. They seemed to be tangled together. Why wasn't he moving? "Stay down," he gasped. Someone screamed, and she realized the hot, sticky substance that covered her hand where she tried to push him off was blood. His blood. "Tim!" Blind panic added strength to her scrambling, and at last she was able to push him off. He rolled to his back, his suit coat falling open to reveal his white shirt stained red. "Someone!" She looked up at the blur of faces surrounding her. There was no one she recognized. She pressed her hands to Tim's chest to try and stop the flow of blood, but more seeped up between her fingers. "No." "Please, is there a doctor?" she called out. In the cacophony of voices, she couldn't make out a distinct answer. "Can someone call for help?" But as she looked down on the man bleeding out beneath her hands, she realized it was too late. Tim's eyes had gone glassy and unfocused. He was gone. Someone had shot him. He died protecting her. Her fright didn't recede as she glanced at the faces surrounding her, some sympathetic, some crying, panicking now that they realized the nightmare was real. Two of the hired policemen edged through the crowd and knelt beside her. They provided scant cover. Was someone waiting to take another shot? A sniper? A killer in the crowd? If she stood, would another bullet find her? Would she collapse beside Tim, her life dripping out onto the New York sidewalk? She'd stayed crouched beside the man who'd given everything to protect her, shielded by the police who hovered near. People everywhere. Noises. The scent of blood. She'd never felt so alone. One thing was clear. She had to get away. Far, far away.